I would like to talk plastic field mulch effect on soil organic carbon balance in semi-arid areas in China. Plastic field mulch is widely used for crop production in China. According to unpublished data in 2014, about 90% of crop land is used on the plastic field mulch in China. This picture shows the landscape and the plastic field mulch field. This picture shows two ladies are using a kind of devices to sow medicine. This picture shows one lady is top dressing of fertilizer in soil. Our objective of this study is to assess plastic field mulch effect on soil organic carbon balance in maize production in semi-arid areas in China. We hypothesized that the improved soil hydrothermal conditions would add plastic field mulch would stimulate soil organic carbon mineralization. And secondly, also would increase organic carbon input to soil. Therefore, soil organic carbon level at the plastic field mulch would be maintained in this area compared with no mulch. We designed a pyramid with four treatments. First one is control, that is no mulch, no soil incorporation, and no soil incorporation. Second is mulch only. The third treatment is soil incorporation only. And the first final treatment is mulch plus soil incorporation. All these four treatments implemented in a rich furrow field, each of five sites. This picture shows this is China, this is Gansu province in the northwest of China. Our pyramid conducted in east part of Gansu province. From east to west of this site, of these five sites, altitude increased from this site to 1,200 meters to the most west site, Yudong, 2,200 meters. That is increased for 1,000 meters. However, the annual precipitation and the annual mean temperature decreased from west to east, from east to west here from also from east to west. This is a pyramid replicated at Ningxia for 3 years, at Chongqing site for 4 years, at Tongwei Tongwei, Huining, and Yudong, the other three sites for 6 years. We can see and the plastic field mulch maize grade increased by around 30% at Ningxia, by 56% at Chongqing, and by 58% at Tongwei, and almost nearly doubled at the other two sites compared with no mulch. Therefore, this practice very significantly increased the grade by overcome hydrothermal limitation. Basically, the reason for the increase of productivity there are three reasons. Firstly, plastic field mulch can increase soil temperature, especially in the early maize grades. This is two sites we measured result at the two sites. Secondly, plastic field mulch can increase soil water content in the early maize growth and the transpiration elevation from the total water consumption. Thirdly, we find that platyfilm mulch can significantly increase the soil nitrogen mineralization. Therefore, at the platyfilm mulch, there is a higher availability of soil nitrogen compared with soil at no mulch. How about soil carbon balance? We used the decomposition of buried maize straw to indicate soil organic carbon mineralization as affected by platyfilm mulch. We buried maize straw in October 2009 and half samples take out from the soil in October 2009 and the other samples in October 2010. We then analyzed the carbon loss and calculated against the initial value. We found that at all five sites, platyfilm mulch increased maize straw carbon loss. This means that platyfilm mulch strongly suggests that platyfilm mulch increase soil organic carbon mineralization. The increased soil organic carbon mineralization also supported by other studies. We found that platyfilm mulch increased soil organic soil microbial biomass, also at some activities of soil enzymes. At three of the five sites, 5 years after the continuous complementation of Arik pyramid, we measured soil cellulosic sugar composition. We found that platyfilm mulch significantly increased the ratio of microbial derived sugars to plant derived sugars. All significant. This means this addressed that microbial action on soil organic carbon pool and platyfilm mulch compared with no mulch. Each year, at each site, we measured made root biomass production. We found that at all sites, each year, platyfilm mulch increased root production. In these areas, root biomass is the only source of soil organic input. We found that at all five sites, root biomass increased with bark root biomass production. This means under this system, carbon input also increased. How about the carbon balance? Each year and each site, we made the soil organic carbon concentration and the total organic carbon concentration. Also, light fraction carbon SOC concentration. We found that platyfilm mulch up to 6 years did not change total SOC concentrations or storage in the top 50 centimeters. However, light fraction SOC decreased by 4 to 6% in mulch related to non-mulch soils occurred by five starters. We concluded that in these areas, the increased soil organic carbon mineralization can be offset by the increased root derived carbon input. Therefore, platyfilm mulch rich furrow maize product system maintains soil organic carbon level. Thanks for your attention.
We have time for one or two questions. for you, it seems that this strategy can improve yields and improve
yes.
soil properties as well. So how much they cost per acre or per hectare? How much does it cost?
How much cost? Means by plot field. Yes. Around the, roughly calculated around the $300 per hectare. Farmers use this practice profitably because government supplies some subsidies to farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
How deep did you look in the profile for the carbon and the region? How deep in the soil profile?
Oh, yeah.
1 meter,
1.5 meter? 5 centimeters. Yes.
Yeah.
Change the environment, growing environment, it often changes the root distribution. Yeah, it should be deeper. Yes, thank you. This is a problem. Thank you.